So what they're talking about is, philanthropy. And philanthropy, as we know, is always a way to just offset your tax burden.
It's fake. It's fake. Yeah, I mean, yes. Citations Needed mentions this pretty frequently. I think they even did a whole episode just about how, like, most bourgeois, almost all of them, almost every single bourgeois philanthropic foundation, organization is fake. It's a myth. They don't really do anything. They don't deliver anything, they deliver absolute bare bones, less than minimum required, like, products and services, and they just function as a tax write-off for rich people. So, like, when someone tells you about how much Bill Gates gives to charity or Oprah or fucking Elon Musk gives to charity, like, literally tell them to shut the fuck up. Tell them they are an idiot for believing that charity is real, because it's not. It doesn't like giving up or giving a random homeless person $5 out of your pocket is more than Bill Gates has ever done for charity, quote unquote.
Times that's a million. Correct. I mean, yeah. Imagine if I was like, listen, I give money to charity. Just last week, I gave $100 to the Chris Foundation, run by me, that does things that only I know about. Yeah. Aren't I very charitable? You would probably raise an eyebrow, but you have everyone at Vox is like, oh my God, Bill Gates has given yet another $1 million to the Bill Gates Foundation. I wonder what the Bill Gates Foundation will do now that Bill Gates has given them so much money.
Funny that you bring up Bill Gates, because our next article that we want to talk about is literally about Bill Gates. All right. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates says, quote, be open to ideas that seem wild to fight climate change.
Oh yeah.
In other words,
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates says you will live in the pod. You will eat the bugs. You will get the chip, and you will love it.
Mm-hmm. I like to think of this a slightly different way, in that we go with a slightly more direct solution to climate change, and Bill Gates is essentially saying, kill me! Like, I dare you to kill me!
Yeah.
Bill Gates just has, like, a domination fetish, and he wants the working class to dominate him and take his money, and he's trying to make it obvious. Like, look, I'm clearly the problem. I have all the money. Yeah. I'm not giving it to you. Don't you want to come kill me? But no one's listening.
I have to believe that that's what's happening here, or I will lose my fucking mind.
He's in this article, they quote him saying, I drive electric cars, I have solar panels, I eat synthetic meat, I buy green aviation fuel. I pay for direct air capture by Climeworks, and I help finance electric heat pumps in low-cost housing to replace natural gas. He's basically saying, like, I get to do all these things that make me feel good about myself, and I'm rich, so I can do them. And if you can't do them, then you need to have all of your, like, polluting things that you do taken away from you by force, because you just you're too poor to make the right decision.
I love his, like, list of things he has the fucking privilege of doing. I stuff my mattress and pillowcase at night with carbon offsets. Like, who gives a shit? Dude, none of that shit fucking matters. It's all like pure ideological theater.
Yeah, it's great.
I pay 1,000 people to never fart, so there's not more methane in the atmosphere. It's really money well spent, I have to say.
Yeah, that makes
every day
sense.
I kill a cow that takes up space once held by trees.
Yeah, this is really, pay attention to this. Obviously, there's, a lot of insidious shit going on, but... Yeah.
Bill Gates is not Captain Planet. He is fucking Captain Globe emoji in your handle on Twitter.
Like, yeah.
I think that within a couple of years, like I've said this before, I thought COVID was going to be the thing that caused it to happen, but, I guess Trump came in clutch with the Trump bucks. But I really honestly thought that COVID was going to make things so bad in the United States that some billionaire was going to sweep in and be like, come work for me and live on my billionaire plantation and you'll have all your basic needs met if you just give me all of your labor and sacrifice your ability to own anything. I thought that was going to happen. I thought like the COVID crisis was going to be the catalyst that starts billionaire feudalism, but I was wrong. And
it's, close,
it's because they're not as competent as they would need to be in order to have implemented that immediately. But it is coming. I guarantee you it is coming.
It's down the road. It's all economic implications. Like, we're still looking. Like, where's the fucking eviction moratorium? Does anybody even fucking know anymore how legal it is to kick someone out of a house in any given state? I certainly fucking don't. And that's what they want. Like, they don't want it to be a quick and easy snap into fucking techno-feudalism, because that gives away the game. You have to boil the frog slowly or it'll jump out of the pot. You know, like, you have to, like, just do it by degrees. And they are doing it by degrees. Amazon is centralizing fucking everything. They're turning warehouse work into something where they're proud to offer their warehouse workers $15 an hour, even though warehouse workers for other companies were making well over $15 an hour 30 fucking years ago. So everything is just like this game of like suppressing ambition, suppressing expectations, and getting us all ready to live in the like weird kind of decentralized precarity marketplace of labor.
Did you guys see the Amazon News account getting into it with Elizabeth Warren? And it's just like, oh yeah, I believe that that Elizabeth Warren is genuinely having a Twitter argument with Amazon News, and this isn't just like exactly the same thing that you get when you watch pro wrestling.
This week on WWE, Elizabeth Warren in one corner, already holding the chair, like,
I'm so disappointed by what Amazon said in my Menchies. I can't believe they don't uplift worker voices. I'm so ashamed to be American today.
We can't even get the cool dystopia. Like, people love to be like, oh, this is just like Idiocracy. Like, no, Idiocracy was way too optimistic that there would be cool bread and circuses along the way, that I could go get a burger at a place called Buttfuckers. That is all taken away from us. We don't even get the take-home prize. We don't get the consolation prize of capitalism. We get fucking nothing.
Right. What is it? Ass 2 or Ass 3 or something? The movie that's just an ass for 2 hours? I'd watch that. I don't know why they haven't made it.